We don't sleep very much.
Hey, this is Tim from Rise Against here on Busted Pencils Radio.
Where's the strength we relied on? Here alone like a crutch. Maybe that's what keeps us up all night with the light on.
You keep the light on here.
That's right.
That's what we've done. It's a little bit hard sometimes. Again, thank you, Nancy Bailey. Nancy Bailey's website, check it out. Her blog, Building Back Better. And, you know, we poked a little bit of fun at Johnny because Johnny had a dream. Johnny, all right, dream for me, man.
We can rip on it and say I had a dream, but
on
Brother Martin Luther King, but also he spoke about he's been to the mountaintop, and I have been lucky enough to teach side by side with teachers who had the foresight to say no to how reform in public education was just more of poisoning and imprisoning our youth, and when that just kept being year after year, the allocation of funding for more security, for more surveillance, for more, you know, technologies that weren't empowering young people. They were simply marketizing the classroom. And Nancy hit the nail on the head when she said she's very concerned about that. And I think every teacher who's experienced public education and given service to this country, like Nancy has and continues to do, embodies that. They are exhausted. And they are fed up, and they are also the front line to democracy in this country. That's time and time again what we hit and drive home every week when we talk about this, is that teachers are absolutely invaluable, right? Asset to democracy. On the flip side of that, what I'm saying when we're talking about we need to be realistic, it could not be more realistic than calling it what it is. Schools are part of a racist America right now, and they're changing, and it means radical change. It also means they're classist, right? They're ableist. It's not just about race, but it's certainly centered on that right now in this country. And we know where school funding is going. School funding that is going to predominantly white and upper class or middle upper class places is going into a particular kind of funding. Schools that are going into our rural poverty places and into our urban environments are going into more securities and, you know, improvements around ensuring learning, not around engaging young people, inspiring them, and building creative opportunities and pathways for them towards social justice and sustainability, more of sort of the factory model. And this is the same research that, if we'd like to go into it, was cited tonight. Jonathan Kozel says every couple of decades, hey, shame on you. We give you all the facts and you don't change. Rest in Power, Gene Anion, gave us really great studies. These are folks who researched the social reproduction of schooling in this country. We can go on and on with that stuff. But my hope, Tim, is that it's the counterexamples. It's the resistance movements in education. It's led by teachers like Nancy highlighted this week. It is really at the closest possible point of entry, the classroom, where teachers and young learners are convening together in public spaces and doing teaching and learning together. Not anything goes, not let the kids just experience the world, actually engaging them and acknowledging them through, whether we call it children's rights, democratic education, there are a number of avenues that model this for us. And I like that Nancy highlighted, historically, we called it alternative education. But if by and large, what we do as the norm is burning out teachers, incarcerating young people, poisoning and imprisoning them through curriculum and through the experience of schooling, then why, Tim, why wouldn't we just be unrealistic? Because once we take the step to what we think is unrealistic and we try it and we do it and we see it working and we feel better doing it, then it's all of a sudden like, why did we do that other thing before? Right. And I mean, I'm serious about when I fought garden schooling tooth and nail. I thought this is some hokey, ridiculous kind of fun activity on a Saturday stuff until I started seeing young people eating healthy in a place where eating the kind of garbage we were served at school was leading to hypertension, was leading to type 2 diabetes, was literally poisoning young people when drinking water out of the pipes in that classroom was poisoning them. and we started doing things like going on long hikes, going out and walking around, right? Gathering rainwater, distilling it, cleaning it, doing all these kinds of, like Nancy said, we don't want to pitch it as old fashioned, but doing appropriate technologies. It was empowering. It was a form of resistance education. It was connected to all the standards. That was on the teachers. We look at that and say, you could do a lot of learning in the garden. You can do a lot of math, a lot of literacy, a lot of science, all of the things matched up. At the same time, is you're empowering people. And when principals and superintendents come to me and they say, Johnny, how do we keep teachers in the classroom? I say, get them out of the classroom and take care of them, help support them in their own health and growth. Because as a teacher, we talked about this, teaching like my hair was on fire. Well, we know what happened to my hair, lifting my hat up for Tim on the Zoom, but teaching like my hair was on fire, teaching like Escalante, my inspiration as a young person, right? Only worked for so long and I got burnt out. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until wise teachers in Detroit took me under their wing and said, Johnny, you got to eat well. You got to sleep. You got to rest. You got to take breaks. You got to work with the children, not against them, right? You got to work for engagement, not compliance. And this is what it looks like to do that holistically. And when we started to do that, teaching became not only a joy, but a balance of living together in neighborhood, of learning together, and of seeing a very different possibility for our futures together democratically than trying the same old thing, right? The charters aren't just coming, they're here. The corporatization isn't coming, it's here, right? A few weeks ago, Dr. David Stovall reminded us, it's not about when the devil's at the doorstep, it's the devil is at on the doorstep. It's not an existential threat, it's here. So my optimism and hope is like, yes, listen to Nancy, but what do we do different given that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again with the same result, no change.
Man, Dr. Johnny Lupinacci dropping the truth on us tonight. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. My goodness, an hour gone by already.
Boom,
everybody,
zoom.
Thank you for listening. We will see you next week. More with Educated Educators talking education. Later.
Log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.
We are Busted Pencils!